Scott with SJWellFire.com. Final Days Report, episode 466. Well, this VCast, we're going to decode the 2026 predictions from the Economist magazine, reportedly owned by the Rothschilds, the power brokers of the world. This is important. We do this every year because they gave us Trump's ear with that script. They gave us the Mexican president before she won the election. Many people died. Now there's a drug war talk between the cartels and USA Inc. Folks, USA Inc. runs the drugs. They gave us the brain-computer interface, so it's very, very important to unlock and decode this magazine. Now, there are three takeaways I want you to take from this presentation. AI is running the global stage. It's a script. They're telling us this. I'll demonstrate it in this presentation. And they're going to launch wars with AI technology, new weapons, and we're going to dive deep into the why. What's the desired outcome thereof? As we've been talking about with AI taking the blue-collar and white-collar jobs, they're admitting it, destruction of jobs, markets, supply chains, and the dollar. And the third thing we're going to talk about is doubling down on psyops like space, civil war, and global warming. Folks, there are so many tells. This is a destabilization script. Reminds me of The Economist magazine in 1988. Burn it down to build it up. This is their year. And I was thinking about Deagle Report 2025. When we go through this, unless something catastrophically happens, 2026, is this their year? It's all in God's plan. But let's get into it. Here's the cover, The World Ahead 2026 from The Economist. And the thing that first caught my eye is you see a soccer player kicking a ball, and he's in red. The right is in control. We'll dive deep in this right-left narrative. And it screams, this is a script. This whole thing is a game to them. And AI, personally, we've been talking about this, I think is running this script. And here's how they're telling us this. Check out the brain. This looks like an AI brain with these little nodes connected to a video game controller. We're nothing but NPCs to these people, useless idiots. So AI is running the simulation. Now, I also get a second thought I had is optogenetics. Everything we talk about in this ministry for the last 4 years, this brain-computer interface vibes, you know, hook up to artificial intelligence and lose your free will. Never forget the futurist Noah Harari. We don't know what to do with people. Give them drugs and let them play video games. All throughout this cover, you see what looks like pharmaceuticals, a pill, a red side and a blue side, part of the matrix. What side are you on? Get out of it. Break from your right-left narrative. It's a script. Pharmakia, sorcery. This is totally a psyop. And oh, yes, of course. And we've demonstrated this with Trump announcing this mRNA tech with Pfizer and another company. Billions and billions of dollars spent here in the United States. Of course, you see as the days of Noah, devil juice, a syringe for the mRNA DNA defilement pokes. This is part of their mind controlism, nanotech, self-assembling nanotech agenda that goes across the blood-brain barrier. Right in front of you. All right. Next, I want to talk about this new robot AI war and new technology, new weapon systems, and civil unrest. Why? They need a poll in every city. They need this surveillance state. That's why Trump's administration basically said for facial recognition, they took the parameters off thereof. Amazon launching facial recognition for their Ring service. It's a script, my friends, but let's decode it. The first iconography I want to cover is shipping lanes being disrupted with new weapon systems. A laser from a satellite destroys, along with a jet and drones, shipping lanes. And we'll get into the economic impact of that later. But you'll see these turbulent waters as well. Sometimes red, sometimes blue. But expect chaos. Expect new weapons. This reminds me of the dream I had of Russia launching this secret weapon. That is no surprise to me, because Kissinger said we have far deadlier weapons than nuclear weapons before he passed. All throughout the imagery of this cover, you see new weapon systems. Here, it looks like a tank with a machine gun. Then you have these walking dogs that police forces are going to use and also will be used in war. And they're telling you this. This is, I think it's a Greek ship with a jet flying out and this Greek sailor holding a robot. Well, the Greek Navy had special weapon systems to shoot fire and destroy navies at will. So they're telling you advancements in warfare. Why? Put a line here. Why? They're building the surveillance state, a pole in every city. You have satellites beaming down, Wi-Fi, Starlink. This reminded me of Bill Gates saying with his 65,000 satellites, he can actually monitor the world 24/7. He won't be able to go into the forest to protect Mother Nature. Check out that last podcast we did with Decoding Elon's Tesla shareholder presentation. So they're telling you about this war. Now, they've been trying to unlock civil unrest because USA Inc. is bankrupt. So we have our 250-year anniversary next year. Then we have the communism fist pump that is handcuffed. To me, that says they're going to try to ban free speech. Both the left and the right have both called to ban free speech. And then we have two people boxing, one of them with blue shorts, one of them with red shorts. Your right-left narrative to fight, fight, fight. It's a total script. Now, I thought this was interesting with red balloons. And notice the president of China actually has a red balloon as well. And if you know anything about the occult, red balloons, in their minds, when they show them with kids, is what they like to do to kids. This is the defilement of the youth. Think of the Epstein files. This screams the Epstein file narrative. Will this basically provoke many to turn on the government? It's interesting, my friends. Then it reminds me of 99 red balloons war as well. And again, they want a surveillance pole in every city. But I'm not buying it. It's a total script. Remember, we run China's Federal Reserve Bank that we've covered often from whistleblowers. All right, we're going to get into the dollar collapse is so evident. Jobs are eliminated. Why? As we've always talked about, they need a new financial system, this universal basic income with strings attached with Microsoft's 06 patent. They need a carbon tax to track you. And if you think about it, with the digital ID, everything will be transparent. They're going to tax all of your money. Then inflation hits. They're tokenizing every blade of grass. They're changing what economics stands for, where true capitalism, true sweat equity will be taken away. Everything for this mark of the beast system. As Elon said in the last presentation, what will be money? Maybe money will be from energy and watts. And they're telling you this, my friends. Think of this. Here are the waves of robots that we just talked about again with Elon Musk. He wants 1 billion of these robots. For every one in a household, 3 to 5 will be in businesses. And you have a blue-collar worker here stymied in the waves, in the chaos. And the white-collar worker receives what looks like a fax with an X on it. But to me, this is too big to be a fax. This looks like an AI D-Wave type computer. So they're going after your white collar jobs and they're going after your blue collar jobs. Blue collar jobs, probably, depending upon what you do, might be longer. But if you're in a factory, look out. Look out, my friends. Truck driver, driverless cars, all of it. Turbulent times, taking away and replacing you. Then we see a stock market crash, which is self-evident, with Lincoln, the penny. We see the dollar broken and crumbling. And then if you think about the theme of the ships and the water lanes, you have the dollar sinking and floating up to the top. I think these are dollar bills. Chaos by design. Everything we've been warning about. Now, going back to this laser taking out the ship that is a cargo ship, you need to think about this game they're playing, this AI brain, the simulation, and shipping lanes being destroyed. What will that do to businesses if they can't get parts to run their factory? If they can't get parts for whatever business they're in, they're going to downsize. I'll give a quick story. I was in the food industry, manufacturing side of things. During COVID-19, we couldn't get packages from overseas. No package, no production. Shipping waters in red. Turbulent times. Destroy the economy hook or by crook. And another proof point, this is a game. You have someone throwing a javelin on a shipping lane. Their game is to destroy and disrupt the supply chain. Let's continue. Now we have the global warming narrative hoax with a square ice cube melting, but check out the ice cube old school tray with circles. So you have a circle form, and then you have a square melting ice cube that is huge. It's not the same proportion as the tray. And when I first saw this, the ice cube tray reminded me of a remote control of some sort of panel to control the weather, some sort of heart manipulation. The world is a script. Own the weather by 2025. Operation Popeye. Folks, of course they can manipulate the weather. It's well documented. Even on NOAA's website, that weather agency, they had, I think, nine ways to control the weather. I'm not buying it. All of this is for your digital taxation, enslavement, and control. The other thing that I thought was interesting here is they have leaves floating. All of these leaves. Is this more burning up the forests? Remember, Bill Gates wanted to bury trees to stop global warming. What? They hate God's creation because the Bible says, it says there are no excuses to not worship God. Just look at his creation. Everything is an inversion. They're burning it all down. It looks man-made. It looks manipulated. Why? It goes back to the carbon tracker. If they know where all your assets are, if they know what you're going to spend with central bank digital currencies or stable coins light, they can control you. They can tax you. Think about it. When inflation hits, they're already putting limits on how much cash you can take out. All of this reminds me of banker bail-ins. Do you remember that? When the economy goes bad, they can confiscate your money in the banks and recapitalize the bank. It's wickedness, my friends. All right. The last section before we get into some scripture and what you can do. Big bet psyops for control and hope. The first one, they show us the left and the right. Maybe Elon's in the middle. He's in the technocracy party. It's what I like to call his new party. You have Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk with the space trick, the space narrative, the space psyop. Why? Why the space psyop brought to you by Satanists? Promote atheism and evolution. I mean, the founders were Satanists, right? With our space program. So why? They want to promote atheism and evolution. Second point, introduce the alien fallen angel deception that we talked about in the last podcast with Revelation 12. They can make and funnel money for dark projects, control people, and give them hope to go to Mars, new colonies. It's so bad here in the world. Let's go to Mars. And lastly, what I covered the last podcast, it's a cover story for prophecy. When the sun and moon darken, they have their satellites out up there. Elon proposes using satellites to block the sun. Perfect cover story for scripture and prophecy. At the end of the day, this is pure order out of chaos. A couple things I want to point out. Twice they have a glass of red wine spilling. Bad luck. This just reminds me of disrupting wealth, disrupting the middle class, upper middle class. No time for leisure. Evil. Creating the problem, reaction, solution. The chaos platforms, the destabilization platforms that we've covered, activate war with new AI technology. AI running these wars, destroy the supply chain with super weapons, financial insecurity, the dollar crash, the stock market crashes, jobs crash to AI and AI run robots, blue collar, white collar. Then we have the Civil War, left gets handcuffed, ban of free speech, and it's just a playbook by the left and the right. And the humans, dirty humans, are causing global warming. Right, with that mega ice cube and the so-called ice cube tray. They're blaming humans, but it looks like a control panel to me. And the one thing I'm not sure what this is, I want to point this out. It looks like some sort of bracket where you could tie something up. I've seen things like this on like sailboats where you can basically, I don't know, tie something to this circle with a little rod below it. And there are two of them, and they're crossed from each other on the soccer ball / globe. And a couple things that just came to mind. One, is this a Trump sign? Who can make war with the beast? Is this a bracket for the new soccer nets? Because remember, there's a soccer theme here as well. And the ripples of the waves could be somebody scoring a goal in this game. Maybe I'll show a sign. These new soccer nets, they go up higher. They're these poles behind them, and they kind of extend up. And I remember seeing these brackets holding this up just in the sport event. We're sport to these elite. Is this some sort of lighting system lighting the stage? Is it some sort of buoy GPS system? I don't 100% know, but at the end of the day, it's on both sides of the soccer ball. It's on both sides of the world. Lights, camera, action. What do you think? I'm not sure, but at the end of the day, problem, reaction, solution, and the solution again, for the third or fourth time, I like to be repetitive. It's this new financial mark of the beast tracking system. Burn it all down, bring it back up. And I know I've missed things. I'm just looking at this drones. Looks like there's a little bottle. What have I missed? And what do you think that is? This bracket, this modern day buoy, modern day GPS system, this Trump sign. What is that? Lighting up the stage with these leaders. At the end of the day, the world is a stage. Now, the world is a stage. I've had multiple dreams, and one of them, I think I called it Kissinger's War. You can check it out, where we're allowing China to invade the United States. Trump just allowed a ton of Chinese to come to the country for school. And I told the story where Chinese students just left all of a sudden, didn't even take their final exam, and 3/4 or so of his class were missing. And other Chinese students said, yeah, they're in the military. They're in the Chinese military. They're called back. Now, not all Chinese people that are here are part of the communist government. I think I remember hearing a general say, what to do with the Chinese that assimilated in the United States when they invade? Do they kill them? Pray everybody gets saved. As we get invaded, pray they get saved. And we need to get our own house in order. We all need to repent and make sure the church is right and be a worthy bride. But I found this interesting. Let's say these are the BRICS nations. Look at the sword. Look how the sword is intertwined with the AI brain. I've always said this, and this is how I came to the conclusion, is if we're allowing China to invade, USA Inc. is bankrupt. The World Economic Forum said they love the social credit tracker system from China. It's a great model. I think they're telling us that China is going to win, probably with Russia. As Putin said, whomever has the best AI will rule the world, and they'll morph AI, they'll retrain AI, they'll retrain Elon's AI, they'll retrain Oracle's AI into the social credit carbon tracker. Social credit tracker, carbon dioxide tracker. Total control of the people with the Mark of the Beast system. So what is our job to be done? Two things. Be a righteous bride and put on the full armor of God. And again, I know God's in control. He can give these actors, these leaders a dream. Have them eat grass and repent. Take their soul in a dream to hell on where they're going. And so we need to study and ruminate on Ephesians 6. Check out Pastor Larry, his series. He's coming back. We just need to upload. I think he said he's done 12 new podcasts. He's on fire for the Lord. And you can read this as homework, but I want to just talk about verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. I want to actually talk about a personal dream and then parlay it to scripture. But my personal dream, I'm not going to get into details of it. It started with people that burned me, harmed me, all the way back to an ex-girlfriend who was a whore in high school. And granted, I was a whoremonger. And within this dream, these people that burned me, I saw their motivation, their flesh, their mindset, their personal character, really the desire and flesh of the lust of the world, the love of the world, pride, arrogance, deceit. And then my dream moved. This is what I want to share, to this Hispanic young girl basketball game. The girl was probably third or fourth grade, all the girls that were playing. And the stands were filled with their parents and friends. And this young Hispanic girl that I saw was a chubby Christian girl. And I could tell she was a Christian. I saw the cross on her neck as she was playing. And quickly, she had the ball in the 3-second lane where they shoot the free throws. If you stand in the lane, it's called, for 3 seconds, it'll be a turnover. And she's trapped. I don't know how she got the ball. She got the ball. Three girls from the opposing team were surrounding her. And she looked around, a little panic on her face. And then she called a timeout to avoid the turnover. And the crowd went nuts. The crowd went nuts, and then my dream ended. So the Lord showed me the wickedness of man's heart, women's hearts, and to humble yourself as a little child. And just some scripture. Luke 18:17. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Are you humbling yourself as a little child? After this dream, that was the question I had. Luke 21:15, for I will give you a mouth of wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. This is an end of days message, as we just covered their plan. Humble yourself as a kid. Let the Holy Ghost speak for you as tribulation comes. And if you're in a predicament, when I was going through my divorce, it just dragged on and dragged on. And I just gave it all to the Lord. I said, it's your will. Psalms 8:2, I think, is something that I've never really heard a pastor talk about, but it's mind-bending. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. What this is saying is God's wisdom can bring down the enemy. What is weak in the world to shame the strong. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. The Lord can use anyone. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ. This is to Christians. Sometimes the biggest bashers are Christians that many people in ministry talk about. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Come at it in love. If you're going through a situation, humble yourself. When you get through it, you'll know the Lord guided you. Listen to the Lord. Because times are getting deep. Be a light, I like to say, in this dark, dark world. Save souls. Put your treasures above. Because they're telling you. They're telling you their plan for 2026. God bless.
How did you convince Hezbollah to buy this?
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from? Or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel, shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. The world is our stage.
The EU isn't modernizing money. It's quietly stripping you of it and your assets, taxing them out of your ownership. And most people have no idea what's coming. The EU has declared outright war on cash and ownership. The digital ID, the cash limits, the assets register, the digital euro. These aren't random policies. They're links in the same chain, and that chain tightens around your financial freedom. They've already moved to ban cash payments above 10,000 euro. Sounds like plenty, right? Well, until inflation turns 10,000 euro into the price of a month's groceries. Suddenly, your everyday purchases become regulated, monitored, or even refused. Then there's the EU-wide digital ID, mandated for every EU member state by 2026. If you want to function in society, they'll make it almost impossible to live without it. Then in 2029 comes the digital euro, a central bank digital currency. Now put those two together, digital ID, digital euro. Every euro, traceable, taxable and controllable. You won't need to break the law for them to freeze your bank account. An algorithm can do it. Crypto, forget about it. Know your customer rules tie your identity to every transaction. You bought it through your bank, you'll sell it back through your bank. They can tax you, block you, or track you. Then there's the EU Assets Register. They want every major asset logged so that they can control and take ownership. Homes, land, investments, all visible. Over 200,000 has been floated, but remember, anything above 10,000 is already fully visible, monitored, and controllable. Bit by bit, the free money economy, the idea that your wealth is yours, is being rewritten into a system of conditional ownership. Your wealth won't be taken directly, though. It's going to be taxed out of your ownership. So the big question is, why? Well, because since the 2008 crash, governments realised they can't stabilise money anymore. So instead of stabilising the system, they're going to stabilise and control you. Your assets, your identity, your transactions. When a government can no longer rely on financial growth, they rely on your assets to anchor the system. This isn't a conspiracy. It's a consequence. An overstretched economic model searching for stability through surveillance and data. That's why money, identity and assets are being fused into one digital cage. Now call it what you want, but the direction is clear. You will own nothing because they'll control everything. And while all of this is being built behind the scenes, migration is the perfect distraction. Everyone argues about it while the real noose, financial control, tightens quietly around.